Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Well, parenting or child rearing promotes and supports the physical, emotional, social, spiritual, and intellectual development of a child from infancy to his adulthood. And the same relationship could actually go up somewhere and it could go down. Sometimes it can actually be supporting and sometimes it can be distorting. Now, today in our studio, we have with us a guest speaker, Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, we have been talking about the key points that could actually make better relationship between a parent and a child. So far, we have learned that it's important to be truthful. It's important to have the love first and then express it. And then you talked about empathy, and all these root from being truthful. So when you were talking about empathy, Professor, there were certain examples that were actually coming into my mind, because there are some parents who sometimes behave with a child in a certain way and they feel like they are being empathetic rather than they are not empathetic, like actually when they are sympathetic. I'll give an example. For example, there's a mother and there's a teenager and who comes and who kind of tells her mother that I really don't feel like somebody appreciates me in the class, and the mother says that it's not like that at all. I feel everyone around appreciates you. Well, that's not the case. And then this teenager never ever actually shares anything else with her mother, because he always feels like I get lying response from a mother just because she doesn't want me to get hurt.
Yes, very rightly so that you have mentioned that we have many examples where parents, especially mothers, they want to express their love, but they make a mistake. Instead of accepting that there's a problem, they try to put it under the carpet, brush it under the carpet. They say, as you said, that they say to the child, oh, no, it's not. It's not so. It's not the case. You're making a mistake. Especially mothers make mistakes. They make a judgmental error. They think that by empathizing is saying, trying to make their child feel good about it and say, no, you're making a mistake. It's not that they don't like.
Everyone appreciates you.
Everyone appreciates you. Everyone likes you. It's not so. You're making a mistake.
So how should a mother behave here? Because mothers are so emotional and they don't want their child to get hurt anyway. Like their teenagers also, they don't see their teens becoming teens, like, or becoming growing up boys or girls now. They see them as child, and that's one of the other problems for the parents, because they don't see them growing up. So what could parents do over here to avoid this mistake?
So as I said, number one, they should try to put on the shoes of their child, and they should sit in his place, in her place, and try to visualize what's happening. And
all
then
right.
Empathizing with him or her would be trying to understand what the situation is. Thank you very much for sharing with me your experience. Now let us try to analyze it. What is the situation? And now we have a problem. Let's resolve it. If there's a problem, let's find out what is the reason behind it. What is the cause of this? Is it that you're doing something which offends them, therefore they do not appreciate you, or they're not people who can appreciate anything good in any person, maybe. So there can be two reasons for it at least. So you need to first discuss and critically analyze the situation, make him or her analyze the situation. What can be the causes? What are the causes, probable causes of this situation? Number one, such a situation does exist. Number two, if it exists, then why does it exist? And so if number one is ascertained, I mean, you discuss with your child and he or she comes up with the reasons why he or she feels that.
All right.
That is happening.
All right.
Then if it is ascertained that it is happening, it is the case, then what are the causes?
All right.
The probable causes. And then one by one, we need to discuss and how to cope
Make
with
a critical
those.
Analysis of
And then
the
come
topic.
Up with a solution.
Yeah.
And tell him or her to go and try to implement that solution.
Yeah. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing empathy as a key feature to develop a better parent-child relationship. Well, Professor, you said that empathy is the ability to step outside of your own bubble and into the bubbles of your children. So you're saying here, first thing is that if your teenager is discussing some problem with you, or even if your child, younger child, is discussing some problem with you, first you have to realize, yes, problem does exist. You should not be actually shutting his mouth at the very first moment, just telling him that, no, nothing is wrong, everything is fine.
Exactly. So number one, accept that there's a problem and discuss with him or her. And make him spell out the reasons, the why he or she feels that is the situation. Not just subjectively, but objectively. For example, make him spell out the form of the sort of behavior they have, what they say, how his classmates deal with him or her, what sort of expressions they have. So you need to, make them describe the situation, so the situation becomes clear for you and vivid for you. And then you go on to say, and now you need to analyze it. Why is it happening? Is it because of yourself, or it is because of them? And then you come up with a solution and say, if it is because of you, then you need to change this behavior. If it is because of them, then you need to go up to them and talk to them and address them and speak to them and say, look, if you're making such a mistake, please correct yourself or whatever. Or there's such a grave situation where you need the child to go up to the teacher, or sometime you may also have to intervene and go to the school and to sort out the issue. So, I mean, you need to be very much aggressively involved with your children, with your child's upbringing, and especially the problems he faces or she faces outside in society. Not again as a person stepping in his stepping in his to his shoes is not that you go out and defend him himself. No,
yeah.
Support him, give him the proper way of dealing, how to deal with it.
It is to see with the eyes of another, or listen with the eyes of another, or feel with the heart of another, actually, when you're expressing empathy with someone. Well, so far we have got to this point that it's not, first of all, you don't have to shut your child's mouth when he's discussing something with you, because you're actually creating a barrier between you and him and not letting him express things with you. The next time, because if your child is discussing with you, nobody appreciates me, and then you're telling him, no, everybody appreciates you. Why do you feel like that? The child knows that you are lying for him. He never develops that confidence that he can share things with you. So rather than actually teaching him how to get out of it, you're actually putting a barrier between you and himself. Well, we'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. And we have Professor Nakavi with us. And we are discussing empathy as a key point to develop a better parent-child relationship. Professor, we know that parents know much. Parents know a lot. Parents have a lot of experience. They have seen life. They have seen the world more than their children. But it's a Leslie Jamison, she says that empathy requires knowing that you know nothing. So since parents have a lot of knowledge, how can they behave like when they are sharing things with their children or when they're expressing their empathy, how can they behave that they don't know anything?
So the lady whom you said, Leslie Jamison, she's an American novelist. What she would be trying to imply, I suppose, is that when you become a good listener and you don't start lecturing your child and talking, telling
him...
So
when you're actually empathizing, be a good listener.
As I said, that instead of starting to make him...
Lecturing him,
telling him everything what is supposed to be, make him think critically and come up with the answers himself or herself. And just to, you know, guide him and help him get to the answers. So that is the important. Being a good listener is not that being completely, you know, dumb and deaf about it. No, you need to get involved. You need to participate. But in such a manner that the person feels that it's not that you know everything and he or she doesn't know anything.
Okay.
A child feels, especially school-going children, college-going children, they feel that they know more than their parents. They've learned about issues that their parents maybe have not learned about.
Yeah.
So they feel more knowledgeable than their parents.
Exactly. So here, Professor, last question which I want to ask you is that, what is your message for the teens who feel like, who are in confusion? Shall I share this dire situation, what I'm into with my parents or not?
They should be able to confide in their parents what the problems they have. Sometimes they feel their parents will not be able to solve their problems, or their parents are so much in a grave situation. They
so
can't
don't
even,
you think without even discussing with their parents they are being judgmental?
Yes, they should be able to go up to their parents and discuss with them without any problem, and they shouldn't make any judgments about that beforehand. But sometimes they have been to their parents, and then they have seen out of experience that their parents cannot help them. And the parents shut them out. Sometimes we have parents who shut their children out. So what can a child do then? Then he should look for help from a person whom he considers to be trustworthy.
Yeah.
A mentor who can really guide him or her.
Well, thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and sharing so beautiful and important messages with us. As Lawrence J. puts it, he says that empathy is like giving someone a psychological hug, because empathy is also required by your teens when they are going through something, through a dire situation, I must say. And whenever someone is going in a tough situation, he or she does need a hug, and empathy is a psychological hug. Parents can actually give a much better hug to their children than anyone else. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.